This meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:38 p.m. on Wednesday, February 14, 2024. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Dylan Williams from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Giesel, Senator Tobin, and myself, Senator Klayman. Senator Kaufman has a bill hearing in another committee, and Senator Keel is in Senate Finance. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first order of business today is to bring back Executive Order 133, eliminating the Criminal Justice Information Advisory Board. We had our first hearing on EO 133 in Senate Judiciary on January 31st, and a second hearing on February 7th to hear public testimony. Today, we'll be looking to the will of the committee to move this executive order out of this committee. Are there any questions or comments about Executive Order 133? I will note for the record that I will personally not be voting to disapprove of this executive order. When we last heard Executive Order 133 on February 7th, it was shared that the board has not met since September of 2018. And before that, they had one meeting in 2017 and three meetings in 2003. With the lack of consistency and frequency of meetings, and this is just Matt Klayman speaking personally, I do not see the need for the Criminal Justice Information Advisory Board to stay in place. And because of that, we're not going to be taking action on Senate and special Senate resolution 10, which would be a resolution to reject Executive Order 133. So at this time, I will look to Senator Giesel for a motion regarding Executive Order 133.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Judiciary Committee's consideration of Executive Order 133 related to eliminating the Criminal Justice Information Advisory Board, and let it be reported from the committee with individual recommendations.
Hearing no objections, then Executive Order 133 has moved from the committee, and just make sure before you leave that you sign the paperwork, which we'll take up probably after we do our remainder of business. Our second and last order of business today is Executive Order 135, eliminating the Alaska Safety Advisory Council. We had our first meeting on EO 135 in Senate Judiciary on January 31st, and a second hearing on February 7th to hear public testimony. Today, I'll be looking to the will of the committee to move this executive order out of committee. I will note, just in terms of my own perspective on Executive Order 133, in testimony provided by the administration, we heard that this executive order would actually involve creating two new positions, and the fiscal note for that would cost the state over $250,000. The executive order also makes changes. They're consistent with the statutory elimination of the Alaska Safety Advisory Council, and takes all those duties away from the council, which is appointed pursuant to the provisions in the existing statute, and then transfers that to the department with these two new positions. And it's my view that the legislature was thoughtful in creating this council, and who was on that council said there would be public input. It's largely a volunteer council, and so I, again, for those reasons, I am not going to be supporting this executive order. And so for those reasons, when we take that up, we will not only take up the order, but we'll also take up the Senate resolution. So any further questions or comments from members of the committee? Senator Giesel.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Judiciary Committee's consideration of Executive Order 135 related to eliminating Alaska's Safety Advisory Council, and that this be reported from committee with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, Executive Order 135 will move from committee. For the record, this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members of this committee to vote for or against either the special concurrent resolution disapproving of this executive order in joint session.
At ease, Mr. Chairman.
At ease. reflect the intent of any member of the committee. I will read that later. It was inappropriately put in at this point. It was my mistake. And so all we're taking up now is Executive Order 135. There are no objections. Executive Order 135 has moved from the committee. Make sure to sign the paperwork after we leave. Our last and final order of business today is Senate Special Concurrent Resolution 12, disapproving of Executive Order 135, eliminating the Alaska Safety Advisory Council. Are there questions or comments from the committee? And I think my earlier comments reflected my perspective that I don't support the executive order. Senator Giesel, may I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Special Senate Concurrent Resolution number 12, Work Order 33, LS1342-A-alpha, disapproving of Executive Order 135, and that it be reported from committee with individual recommendations.
And I would note at this point, or after we... Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, for the record, this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members of this committee to vote for or against the special concurrent resolution disapproving this executive order in joint session. And seeing no objections, SSCR 12 has now moved from the committee. Please stay behind after adjournment so that we can all sign the paperwork. We will now adjourn for the day. And note that Senate Judiciary Committee meeting for Friday, February 16 at 1:30 p.m. We are canceling that meeting. Our next meeting will be Monday, February 19 at 1:30 p.m. And with that, we stand adjourned. The time is now 1:44 p.m.